We may have heard of the saying, to err is human, but to forgive, divine. And it's a beautiful phrase we have heard, and it has some validity to it because it reveals that human nature is weak and it makes mistakes. But if we forgive, we imitate the divine master who forgives us. While this is all true, what can happen is we can begin to think that our true identity is found in erring, in sinning. I'm nothing but a sinner, and that's just who I am. When we begin to identify our sins with who we truly are, we have accepted a falsehood. We have accepted a lie. And today, Jesus, who is the truth, he comes to reveal who we truly are. But before we get there, we need to look back at the story in the gospel. All those people in the gospel today were seeking to be healed in the pools in Jerusalem because what they believed was that when the water was stirring up, they believed that it was the angel of God stirring it up. And whoever got in there first would be healed. That's why the man who was ill who says, you know, when I try to get into the pool, people get in there before me and have no one to put me in there. But the man who was ill did not realize that Jesus was the new temple whose waters give life wherever it goes. The new temple prophesied by the prophet Ezekiel that we heard today in our first reading. So when he asked the man, do you want to be healed? He was actually also challenging the man to look forward to the cross. Why do you turn to earthly water to heal you? Be washed in the blood and the water flowing from the temple of my body, which will give you true healing. But if Jesus came to bring healing, why did he heal everyone who was there? We hear in the gospel that there was many who were ill and sick. Why did he just heal just one person? Jesus' intention in healing the crippled man was to show visibly the healing he carried out invisibly. His physical healing was a sign of the deep inner healing the crippled man received through the forgiveness of sins. It was a sign that this man was liberated from captivity to sin and set free to serve the Lord. Okay, but why did Jesus choose to heal on that particular day? There's 7 days in the week, and Jesus could have chosen any particular day, but for some reason he decided to choose the Sabbath, even though he knew that this would be the Jewish leaders would be opposed to that. See, on the Sabbath, it commemorated the time when God rested on the seventh day, as we all know. But it was also a reminder of the Israelites' freedom from Egypt. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, it says, you shall remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out thence with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So the Sabbath was a reminder of their freedom from Egypt. So when Jesus heals on the Sabbath, he's doing more than just pointing backwards towards the freedom from Egypt. He was also pointing forward to the eternal Sabbath rest in heaven, where we will receive freedom from sin and death through his glorious resurrection. Jesus does not violate the Sabbath. In fact, he fulfills the Sabbath, the deepest meaning of what the Sabbath means. Jesus did not heal everyone physically because he was pointing forward to a time when he would establish the definitive healing for all peoples. And this healing is made available to us through confession, where Jesus sees the depth of our sickness and he heals it. He sees how wounded we have become through sin, and he desires to restore us to our true identity in the Father. Sometimes we may be tempted to think, I have a lustful heart. You know, that's just who I am. I can't be anything else. Or I have a deceptive heart, and that's just who I am. But through confession, Jesus looks at us, and he wants to reveal us as who we are through the Father's heart. You are not your sin. This is not who you are. This is not who I have created you to be. For I have redeemed you through the blood of my Son to become my own beloved child. That is who you are. To err is not human. To sin is not human. In fact, sin distorts our humanity. It distorts who we truly are. And so through confession, we hear the Father's voice. We hear the Father's voice reminding us of who we truly are. And maybe that's why we need to go to confession over and over and over again. Because sometimes we need to be reminded over and over again who we truly are. As we approach the holiest time of the year in our liturgical calendar, let us prepare to meet the Lord unhindered by sin and be reminded of who we truly are through confession, as St. John Paul II writes. We are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us and our real capacity to become the image of His Son.